rolling already?
Oh, yeah, baby. I learned my lesson from you yesterday when I didn't start it. You got all mad at me.
You
got to
catch the early banter.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you're talking into your microphone this time.
Yes, take two. I guess we did this the other day, yesterday, and I didn't do a very good job of talking into the microphone. So Annalie sent me a bunch of mean text at like 11 a.m. at night when I was sleeping and she was on kid duty.
No.
Just reaming me. And I woke up this morning like just these like mean ass text messages. Okay. I told you to talk into the mic. This is garbage. There's nothing useful on this. And it's just like, okay, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Can I defend myself, please?
Yeah.
I told you.
No, I can't drink because the microphone's in front of my face.
Put it in your other hand. There you go. I told you twice yesterday, hey, you need to talk into your microphone. I'm brand new at this podcast thing. We have a very janky setup. I'm still learning. Our audio isn't perfect. Like, I'm still learning how to perfect it. The one thing I know is you got to talk into the audio because the way you edit, it takes out any background noises. So when you talk looking at me, it thinks it's a background noise. So I sent you that text.
I'm just not even going to look at you. I'm just going to look this way the whole
time. Will you please angle yourself so you can talk, so we can have a nice...
I think I'm angled. That's good.
I'm here to talk about our relationship, but I won't look at you the entire time. I sent you that text last night at like 8:45 p.m. You were still golfing and I was in bed trying to edit it. And that's when I was like, you...
Oh, okay. I didn't read it until this morning. I was like, oh, geez.
Well, to be fair, I did send you other mean texts last night. So, but we can talk about that.
I don't even know what it says now. I just know I read it this morning and it was something about how I did a terrible job on the...
No, you did a wonderful job.
Podcast
no,
yesterday.
No,
well,
no,
I just wasn't talking into the mic. So that's the only thing. And then I don't even know what the other part was.
The other text was a very angry text for me at 1 a.m. in the morning. So, you know, now that I'm thinking about this, I think this would be a wonderful opportunity. Are you not going to look at me this whole time?
No, I will.
You can't look at... I'm going to turn this away from you. Ethan's just going to stare at his monitor.
Yeah, because you should just turn that away.
But I got to make sure I can see it to make sure it's recording.
Oh, okay.
I have to make sure the little thing's moving.
That's better. Okay, go on.
You want me to get you a mirror in front of your face? Would that be better?
Like a peacock?
It's like you're... What's the prince from Shrek? What's his... Lord Farquaad?
Lord Farquaad.
And you just stare at... Farquaad. Like, who's the... In the mirror?
Yeah.
Anyways.
The handsomest man of them all or whatever. Lord Farquaad.
Farquaad, yeah. Farquaad, yeah. So funny. We missed Shrek the Musical, by the way. Did I tell you that?
No,
that was... I texted you. That was a good text a couple weeks ago.
No, that was a good text.
And I said, Shrek the Musical's here. I think our little one would be annoyed since she hates it when songs come on. She's still too little, but I think our 5-year-old would have really liked it. Maddie went. That's why.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, first off, where we're doing this episode, hopefully we don't have to talk about the same things again, but we'll just kind of see where this hour takes us. Let me say thank you for making time. I know this is my passion project. I know you have a 9-to-5. My hours are a little more flexible right now. So I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
You're welcome. We're lucky that... We didn't get stuck with the little one from school because we went to the little Easter play. It was so cute watching them sing and do all the songs. But like every time we go there, the little one's like, can I go home?
I know. It's heartbreaking. And we went through, I posted about it online for months. Drop-offs with her were so, so hard for so long, traumatizing. And then we'd pick her up after school and she'd be happy and have fun. And then she finally just got good at drop-offs maybe like 2 months ago.
I mean, maybe a month ago.
Yeah. Thank goodness, because that was, I think we were both ready to quit our jobs and just say, screw it. No more childcare.
Yeah.
But
that goes well.
Yeah. But she's always been, like we struggled with nannies with her.
That's true.
It was just hard all around.
And hence why we're stuck at two.
Yeah. No, seriously. I think I said that on a different episode. The thought of having another baby, even though I think we might get into this, I have baby fever all over again after last week. But the thought of trying to find a nanny or like... get or put her in daycare young, like, and I know so many people do that because we did it. It's just so hard.
Yeah, agreed.
And it's so expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive.
You just hemorrhage money.
Yeah,
for months.
Months. Yeah, it was like years. It was like a pay raise to go to daycare.
yeah, because we were paying the nanny for part time care, double what we're paying for full time care.
Yeah, exactly.
Anywho.
But yeah, she's not here, so I was able to find a little time and take a little break from invoicing at work and,
Thanks. How's work?
It's good. It's good. It's nice to be able just to sit down and catch up after just a couple hectic weeks, or really it's been hectic since the week before we went on vacation, right? I think
it's probably
about
been
that.
A month.
Month and a half where they were just both homesick, and then vacation, then we came back and something else happened, and snow days then pink
and
eye,
then they were
and
sick then again.
Good Fridays this Friday. Oh. So it's just like, it just never ends. Shit. It's like, can't we just have we don't even ask for 5 days. Can't we have 4.5 days of like regular?
Oh my God. So I can't do my
child care.
I can't do my Along the Waves photo shoot Friday then.
We'll figure that out at another time.
That's fine. I scheduled it I have it tentatively scheduled in the morning, depending if they can get me samples in time.
Okay.
Because I don't think we have time to launch this Friday anymore for the summer drop.
Yeah.
But I think now we're going to have to launch next week, but I need to get photos so I can show people real photos and have them for the website, you know? So, okay. So add that. Do we have a list of things we need to talk about after the podcast? Every time.
How many times a day do we talk about schedule?
I know.
It's crazy. It's like we have like a year calendar, a month calendar, like hard calendars on the walls. We have like our Outlook ones, and it's still not enough. We still can't keep track of it.
I know.
It's
well,
crazy.
It was really nice when we were at the same company.
Yeah.
Engineering, because we had the same calendar system.
That was nice.
So I could send you invites for everything. Like we had shared, it was all the same program. So it worked really well. And then you had the audacity. It was actually a really good move to go to a new firm. And now, ever since then, we're trying to do things in Google Calendar, which I can't figure out, connected to your Teams. Like it's just.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So, yeah.
Well, I thought it'd be kind of cool for just a second to talk. And then I want to talk about our fight last night. Because finally, I think we can share the perspective thing. Like do the show. What's the show called? You know.
What show?
The HBO show. With the perspectives. Don't do it to me again. We did this on the first episode.
I don't know. What's just tell me the show.
Affair.
The Affair.
You know what show I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so. So what are you getting after here?
Are you lying?
What are you getting after?
Are you lying? You don't remember the show.
I might need to watch the trailer.
I think we can talk about our fight last night from your perspective versus my perspective. Like how it went down for you versus how it went down for me.
Like in the middle of the night?
Yeah. But first, I want to talk about our engineering this week.
Our engineering?
Yeah. Because you were doing some cool stuff yesterday for engineering. Right?
Oh, yeah. Engineering.
For engineering.
We were going out to some just lift stations and doing some condition assessments. And they're cool because they're the kind of small little buildings at the surface, right? Like the size of a garage.
Are they above grade?
Let's call it. Or a little bit bigger, like a really small house. But then you go inside and one had a bunch of metal stairs that went like 40 feet down this huge, like, you know, deep vault where the pumps were. And then the second one was similar. It was really deep, but it had more like traditional stairs, like in a house, in like a hallway. And like
it had a hallway?
With like multiple. It was just weird. It was just like a huge concrete like structure with different levels. But both of them were just like they're these massive like underground facilities. So it's kind of cool.
Do you want to say what a lift station is?
There's an Aurora.
No. A lift station is a pump station. So it moves. It moves fluid sewage from one location to another because these are sewer lift stations, right?
Yeah, I think so. I've never really thought about this, but now I'm thinking about it. I think a lift station is where it on the suction and it's pulling off a gravity line. Basically, the gravity line is no longer can flow by gravity, right? Because whether it's too deep or it has to go up a hill. So then you implement a lift station and then you pump it up to wherever you need to.
To give it
a
little lift.
Yeah, and then it would gravity flow again.
I just assumed lift stations were sewage.
And two of them are like raw water.
I didn't.
Storm water.
Yeah. So they're 50 feet deep.
Yeah.
Can I tell my DIA story again?
You may.
Okay. So when I was a brand new engineer forever and ever ago, I was doing a lot of field work. Usually when you start, you tend to end up, you know, on construction sites or in the field more. And we were doing this job for DIA, Denver International Airport, where we were inspecting, doing condition assessment on their entire sewer system. It was a really big project. I think Leave the manager? You were in Dallas then. Oh, we should talk about that sometime.
Okay.
How you lived in Dallas. Anyways. So we went out to DIA like on the tarmac by the airplanes. And I wouldn't go down in the manhole, but I would help the guy set up his like big tripod over the manhole. And then he gets his harness on and hooks in. And then I would get big biceps lowering him down. And then I'd lower him all the way down and he would yell up, you know, 6-inch PVC pipe. He was calling out the sewer pipes going into the manhole and like the flow rates and any obstructions or debris, and all those things. And what's crazy, are you into this story?
Mm-hmm. I'm just listening. Sorry, I'm tired. Someone rudely woke me up last night.
Oh my God. Are you trying to fight on the plot? Did your beauty sleep get interrupted?
Yes. Continue.
So it was all sewer pipe. So sewer, like Ethan was just saying, usually flows gravity from homes, from buildings, which means it, like the airport has to be the high spot, and then it flows gravity away to low spots where it's collected. And then, like Ethan was saying, lifted and pumped elsewhere. So you'd think next to the airport, the manholes would be really, really shallow, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because all the bathrooms are on ground level, maybe a basement or something. But we found two manholes right next to the airport, like right next to them in the field, that were 40, 50 feet deep.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right next to the building. And what does that mean?
That there's some type of drain line 40 feet, 50 feet deep in DIA.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, an underground lair that either has a bathroom 50 feet down, or it's like the drainage from where they do their sacrifices, you know?
Definitely on one of those two. No other possible solution. But yeah, no, it's just interesting because that's really, really deep.
I know, it's so bizarre. And back, that was before DIA really leaned into the whole conspiracy theory thing. You know how now they're doing construction and they have signs everywhere that's like, don't mind our lizards.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, what better way to cover it up by just covering it up?
Right, yeah, yeah. They're really leaning into it. It's actually really smart. It's like people in relationships. Well, never mind. That was going to be a really bad comparison.
Good engineering story.
Thanks. That's one of my favorite engineering. It's like one of the coolest projects I've ever done as an engineer, and that was 12 years ago. But whenever anyone asks, I say, did you know that I was in the sewer manholes next to the DIA airplanes or adjacent to them, I guess.
Yeah.
You heard that story about a million times.
That's a cool story. No, I'm like, I think I have PTSD over my mic. I'm like constantly like making sure I can see a little green thing flashing over there.
No, you're good, baby. Your audio has been way better than mine the last three episodes because okay. I tend to mumble. I tend to like quiet down at the end of my sentence, like as I'm talking. I've noticed just the way I talk, I like fade off. I don't stay. So I'm working.
A little more gusto.
I think it's one of those things where you're like nervous about what you're saying or you're not confident. So you kind of taper off.
Okay.
Can't relate.
Or maybe you're like thinking. And so, yeah.
Well, do you want to talk about last night really quick? Just because we can kind of talk about your perspective versus my perspective.
I mean, mine's pretty straightforward.
I know, that's why I think
sleeping
it's
like a baby, just, you know, dreaming about it, who knows what. And like abruptly, I get just like woken out of this slumber and like yelled at. And I'm like, what's going on? And you're like, take the kid, go in the room or something. I'm like, okay. So I just kind of get out of bed, like still half asleep, I'm sure. And like, take the kid to the room and just...
Oh, I was so mad. I was yelling at
you. I just laid her down and laid down and was like, wow, what just happened?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. Let me say I handled it the wrong way. Absolutely the wrong way. But my rage had been building up for the last hour straight with her. So I think we've talked about it a little bit. I talk about it all the time. Our youngest one is still not sleeping. We had maybe a good few months where she slept and now she's back on the not sleeping train. And every single night without fail around midnight or one, she starts screaming, crying for me. I go in there. I have to give her milk, which I know is a crutch. But at 1 a.m., I have no willpower. And then I've just kind of accepted that it's me doing the middle of the night lifting lately because, she wants me. And I know I said this before, but I know you'd be willing to go in there and like do the fight to settle her. But at night, sometimes when we're tired, it's like it's easier for me just to go do it. And then I either fall asleep next to her on the ground on my little... makeshift nugget bed.
That's pretty pathetic. Yeah. Bed, but it works.
Usually it's like a 20-minute process. I can fall back asleep. And then around 4 a.m., I either stumble back into our room or I just sleep in her room all night. So it's not ideal.
You should post a photo of your sweet bed. your sweet setup in there.
I posted a photo of their room the other day. Just being like, just FYI, this is what our kids' room looks like right now in case you need to feel better. Because
God.
The whole floor, there's like a nugget on the floor with my pillows and my blankets. Our older daughter's bed is just a disaster. They stuffies everywhere, rocks that God forbid you touch because they have special meaning to them that are laid out. Every stuffy has a home now. So there's laundry baskets that are there sleeping. Like there's cardboard boxes in there because they've taken them as rocket ships. Like it's such a disaster.
Some mornings I still go in. I'm like, I got to like attack this and I'll pick up, you know, the little bed and like fold stuff. And even after I do that, like feed the fish, turn the lights off, open up the curtains, I look around. I'm like, this room. It's like
it's insane. And we can't go declutter it because they would literally have our heads.
I don't know. With this whole sleeping thing, maybe we just need to think about getting like a big bed.
Yeah, that's what I said yesterday. Wall to wall.
Like a normal bed. You're like, let's just make the whole room a bed. And it's like, okay. I'm just talking like a queen bed that they can maybe both sleep in.
I know, but a queen bed, I don't want to sleep in a queen bed with both of them. That's not.
There's not enough room in a king bed with both of them.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So I think I just don't.
In one of you. Like one of you, two small kids in a king bed is not enough room.
Right.
Like they're still like somehow they get sideways or on you. And it's like you guys have. So when they stayed with me, like I had to have her dog in there, right? So they're huge dog stuffy, but and this dog is massive. So it started
it's like
out
bigger. It's like as big as me.
Yeah. So it started out like at the base of the bed. I was like, that's fine. You know, that's the one stuffy she has to bring to bed. Out of all of her stuffy, she's got to bring the 50-pound big dog. And so somehow she like brought it up from the base of the bed and was like snuggling and fell asleep on it. So I couldn't move it. And so I was like, yeah, it was crazy. So yeah, their room. Speaking of rooms, weren't you supposed to get rid of all these boxes when I had that dumpster?
I know. I thought of that. I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
I'll do it.
This room's not any better, and this is your room. So you can't really rag on the girls when you're not setting a good example.
I don't need to explain to you again. I'm waiting for the guest room to be done. When we're done painting the guest room, then I can move the dresser in there. Then that'll free up closet space like I have it in my brain, you know?
You like the color of the new room?
I love the color of the new room.
It looks pretty cool.
It's a really deep purpley pink, like pinky like maroon.
Everything.
Like everything. The trim, the ceilings.
Baseboards, yes. Doors. Yeah, it's cool.
I mean, I think it's going to look really good once you see everything. We have a green rug. I got a grandma quilt, like floral, like old school quilt.
Wait, I thought you were using this beautiful green one you got from there. This one would go good. I think it would look good with the pink
and
the purple.
We'll see. Can we talk about last night?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. You just were with the girls and got to a breaking point. So you just stormed in the room and...
Well, let me finish. Usually I've accepted my fate as just, I will just do it. We need to get a sleep consultant. I need to call Jillian back and talk to her. But it's just one more thing to do and one more thing to think about and try to manage, you know? And my brain, yeah. I have like no more capacity for that. And last night it was one of the ones like, mommy, get me out of my crib. Okay, now I want to lay in my crib. I want milk. I want more milk. I want to go potty. Can you lay with me? I want back in my crib. Like nonstop. And then finally when at 1 a.m. when she asked for a snack, I was like, I'm done. Like she was like, can I have a snack? And I was like, no. And I've given her a snack in the middle of the night before when I'm like, I don't care. And you, if it was the first time.
You just throw like a hot dog in her crib.
Yeah, door, I just
like
chuck
a,
it.
Like a caged animal. Like, you know.
I get the fish food from the corner. I just.
Sprinkle a little.
No, yeah. But if it was the first, if it was her first request of the night, like I went in there and she was like, mommy, I'm really hungry. Yeah, sure, babe. If your stomach is hurting you and you're hungry, like let's go get a snack. But I had already given them 5 snacks at bedtime.
Yep.
And they already ate in their in her crib, like all those things. And then I know she was just like saying things. So I was like, nope, I'm going to go get. And that's when I was like, Ethan! And I like stormed down the hallway and yelled. But you just saw the explosion. You didn't see any of the beginning.
That's true.
It's just so hard. And I know I mentioned this in another episode, so I don't mean to repeat myself, but I'm just finding myself resenting you so much for it, even though I'm fine being the one to wake up in the middle of the night, you know? And I really like snuggling her at night. So I know it's not going to last forever. I just have a lot of weird feelings about it. And you get the brunt.
That's okay. I can take it. We got to figure something out. It's gotten worse and it's out of control. And now there's like 2 beds on the ground. She wants in and out. And she wants all these snacks and this and that. I don't know. I don't even know what to do.
I just
the
feel
capacity.
Like no one else is struggling with a 3-year-old.
Really?
No, I know people are. I know they are. I just thought we were through it. I mean, she's 3. Like,
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do about it. We just got to...
Well, let me ask you this. What could I have done last night that would have maybe made that situation better?
What, with me?
Yeah, yeah. Not stomping down the hallway like an evil monster with my head on fire screaming your name at 1 a.m.
I mean, it's fine.
I know, but what... I mean, if I... Would you have preferred that I come in and, you know, so... Hey, baby. Hey. Ethan.
Yeah, just maybe give Ethan, you know, bring
hey,
me.
I'm really struggling.
Bring me a little decaf coffee with some cream, a little rub. Say, hey, baby, I need you to get up. It's your shift.
This is just such new territory, I feel like, because with both of our kids, when they were babies, we both got up every single night.
Yeah.
I mean, we would eventually get into a routine taking turns or, you know, like with the baby, one person, or if you're nursing, whatever. But for the most part, we've always done it together because you've always been very... And we've just always done it together. We've always gotten up in the middle of the night together. And now I feel like it's just me because she's such in a mommy phase.
She is in a very, very much mommy phase.
There you go.
Well, and I think the other thing too is I'm more strict, right? I'd be like, nope, just go to bed and let her cry. Now that she's in there with the big girl, I don't want her just screaming and crying because I don't want to wake up the other kid.
I know.
So it's like...
I know, we just really fucked ourselves.
I know. I mean, now... you know, her old room is the media room now.
Yeah.
And it's just,
we could move her back if we had to, but they really like sleeping together. You should have seen them last night. It was, and I posted about this in my stories, it was pure perfection with them because you were at a golf league last night.
Yep.
Your Monday golf league, which I'm really excited for you for. And they, I mean, I'm always kind of a little wary going into solo parenting. I feel like they just don't listen to me as well as they do for you.
True.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not.
But you're much better at laying down the law than I am. I'm sensitive, you know.
Well, I'm glad they were good for you.
They were so sweet.
That means they're going to really make up for it tonight on the naughty scale. And just you're going to go to Home Goods and just leave me and they're just going to go like crazy.
I know. I don't know if I'm going to go to Home Goods or not. I need to go get my nails done too. But I miss them. And especially with the baby. I don't know if I want to leave her today.
The baby.
Our baby. She just struggled at school so much.
Oh,
I feel
yeah,
like I don't want to just like dip out after school.
Well, why don't you dip out tomorrow night and we can have a nice little family night tonight?
Yeah, I think that would be great.
What do you make for dinner? It's a little cold out. We got a little red sauce left over in there. Homemade spaghetti sauce.
I haven't wrapped my head around that yet. Let me look. All right. Mm. So we are going to get a sleep consultant.
Yes.
But the problem is I really like snuggling her. Like I don't mind it. She's so sweet and she's so little. I just wish she wanted to snuggle some other hours between 1 and 4 a.m.
Yeah, we got to figure out, like, is she napping at school for, like, 3 hours? Because how is this kid not just exhausted? She wakes up in the morning and she's happy and excited.
Yeah.
Which is weird because, you know, she's been up half the night and she goes to bed at 9 o'clock. So it's not, you know, it's not like she goes to bed at 6 and she's waking up at midnight.
Yeah, I think kids just have different sleep needs.
And they don't really match ours, so it's not cool.
Also, I feel like I don't... So many people online are like, just commit. Like, just get a family bed. Like, you will finally sleep. You'll be a happier person. But I don't want to give up sleeping with you.
Wait, so they're suggesting that you just sleep with them in their bed?
Yes. At least the little one. Like, just go... People family bed share all the time. It's not like it's crazy.
No, but then I have to sleep by myself.
Oh, in a big king bed.
Yeah, I like sleeping with you.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I feel like that is one step, at least for us personally, not everyone. I know it works amazing for some people, but I feel like that's one step into like a distancing connection or direction.
Yeah.
For us.
Oh, yeah, for us. Yeah,
like
yeah.
If we don't sleep in the same bed anymore, I mean, I don't want to get too personal with you, but I would say 60% of the time we connect is at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Well, it can be sometimes, yeah.
No, I know. We're not doing it. Okay. I'm just saying. That's just what a lot of wonderful, very kind feedback is. And part of me is like, you know what? Yes, we all need sleep. Let's do it. But I don't want to give up my, you know, the little bit of snuggling time that I get with you.
Yeah.
Do you not want to talk about that?
This is a family show.
No, it's also about relationships, so we're going to have to talk about it at some point. Just so you know,
okay.
I won't make you get into it this time, but I'll get you, maybe I'll get Ethan a little loosened up, and then we can talk about how to maintain the spark after kids.
There you go. Might help more than in the evening after a few cocktails.
No. Hands. All right. So we talked about last night. We about a fight we had where maybe I exploded, but you know, you can't blame me. I think any mom listening understands wanting to, you know, kind of strangle your husband when they're sleeping next to you or sleeping when you're the one doing it with the kids, right?
If I'm not here tomorrow, you heard it from her.
No, I love you. We just need to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I know you would wake up with me. Like I'm doing it to myself. I'm making myself mad at you. It's like all my doing, you know?
I'm sorry.
Thanks. Yeah.
It's okay. Really the kid's fault. I mean, let's put the blame where it needs to be. It's on the damn kid. Like, just sleep at night.
I know.
You have stuffies and blankets and your sister.
And snacks and milk.
It's a nice 68 degrees in that room in the winter. It's like, it's dark. You have a sound machine.
That plays ocean waves. Like, yeah. It's not even the sound machine
A Tony
anymore.
Box. Yeah. Lava lamps.
Like, I know.
That's the problem too. They have to have these lava lamps on. So you go in there and you're like, oh my God, it's so bright.
It's so bright.
Like when your room's dark at night and you go into this room with a bright red and a blue, like I turn the red one off.
I know. We need to start leaving sleeping masks in there.
That's a good idea.
You know, for when we're sleeping in there.
Yeah. So tonight when you bring me my decaf with the cream, you wake me up, make sure to get my sleeping mask in.
Do you want the lavender scented one?
I would like two. I want options. I want the black one, which is your normal one. It's very cozy, but you know, in case my eyes are a little puffy, will you get me the one in the freezer too?
Oh, your hangover cap?
No, you got like a new...
Oh, from Smarty Pants.
Like, yeah, you got like
I
an orange...
I think it's supposed to be for heat. I put it in the fridge.
Oh, okay. Well, we can try
it
both
your,
ways.
I'll your hangover.
Okay. That thing is so cool.
Yeah, I think it went really popular on TikTok, so I knew I had to get it for
it's
you.
It's such a weird thing, but yeah, like when your head's just pounding, you just put that on and...
I can't tell you how happy I am. What am I going to say?
I don't know.
That I don't get hangovers anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It's because I stopped drinking. It's not,
well, duh.
I didn't find a magic cure, but I not randomly, but for no real reason, just decided to stop drinking a few years ago. And even just being able to go to bed on a weekend, not having any kind of anxiety, like, oh my God, am I gonna have a headache in the morning with a baby? It's really nice.
Good for you.
I'll take that as a point in my call. I may be getting up in the middle of the night, but I won't be hungover.
There you go.
So we can talk about the weekend a little bit, but let's talk about last week.
What was last week?
Oh,
yeah. You went up to see your friend up in Greeley. Mm-hmm. Little new baby. How old's the baby?
She was a month old, but she's still so tiny.
Yeah.
So little. And so my best friend just had her third baby. And her husband travels a lot for work. So I went up to spend the night with her to help support, like help the older kids. And I slept in the bed with her. And it's crazy. Just reliving those newborn nights.
Yeah.
Like the little, meow, meow, you know, and she, you know, pop the pacifier back in or feed her.
Oh, yeah. Because she's in a bassinet in the room, right?
Yes. Or, you know, right. Sucking her nose at 2 a.m. Like.
You're like, I don't get enough of this at home with my little one that's not sleeping through the night.
I know.
I'm going to go up and really hit hard with the 1 month old.
I know.
See what I'm made of.
I know. Well, I just wanted to help support her.
That was very nice.
Three kids and a newborn and her husband's traveling for work. She's a rock star.
Yeah, she's a rock star. And that was nice of you.
It did give me baby fever. Although, did I tell you that the baby like peed on me?
Yeah. I think you sent me like a
and then,
text.
Like I was like holding the baby, helping Catherine get ready for bath time. So the little baby was naked and the baby just peed all over me, which is fine. So I was laughing and the baby just like pooped all over me.
Gross.
I think that might be my first time that I caught it in my hand.
Oh, even better.
I know. I don't think that's ever happened. It's like a mom badge.
And then you went to the shower immediately afterwards.
No, just washed my hands. Kept on moving.
Did you like wash your clothes?
Catherine gave me clothes. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Nope, just slept in the pee.
Yeah,
all night long.
Just rock it. Yeah, that was nice of you because you came back the next day and you were tired and our kid was at home then because she had pink eye and then I had been with the kids for like 24 hours. So I was like, all right, like I got to get back to work. Like,
well, that was the whole point. I was like, okay, I can go up and give Catherine 24 hours because I know I don't have a lot going on at work the next day. Our kids are in school. I can come home and I can just nap for an hour.
Yeah.
And then start work.
Nope.
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 Pink kids eye. Had pink eye.
Just never ends.
I know. We got the call or the little message before I went up. And they were like, hey, like so-and-so has pink eye. And you were like, oh, no.
Well, it was like really vague. It was like,
We think,
you know, your daughter has pink eye, rubbing it, but, you know, just I'm like, okay, like, what do you want me to do?
Right.
It's pink eye. It happens. So yeah. I'm like, we were talking about it. We're like, do I have to go get her?
It's not a fever. Is she okay? Can you just put a badge over it for a little bit?
Just like separate her with the other infected kids. I was like, oh no. And then I was like, so does this mean I have to pick her up or what's the policy here? So then I go pick her up. You know, you're trying to get a doctor's appointment. I'm like, you know, can she come back tomorrow if it's okay? And they're like, I don't know.
Did they ever get back to you?
No. So I went, you know, I spent basically the whole afternoon going to the doctors, going to get the eye drops, doing all that stuff. And the pediatrician was basically like, yeah, typically it's after, you know, 24 hours after they've been taking the drops, like is when they can go back. So. Mm.
Well, I was excited to have her home and to spend alone time with her. Like, we had a little girls' date, went to Target, and it's so easy to have one kid at Target. Except I was just exhausted because I was up with a newborn the night before.
Yep.
So, poor planning.
Going back to the sickness thing, especially for the older one, it's almost easier to have them at home when you're trying to work when they're really sick.
Yeah.
Because that way they just want to sleep and lounge and snuggle and watch movies. But when they aren't really sick, but they have to stay home, it's so hard because they don't want to watch TV to let you work for an hour or two or a meeting. Like, they want you to play with them. They want to do this or that. They have energy. So it's like a double whammy.
Yeah. Then
you
basically have to accept you're not working and take the day off.
Yeah. Or take half a day off or something. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was a good week. And then I ripped a hole in my ear last week.
Yeah.
I got a third piercing. Right?
Yeah.
And I feel like every time I get my ears pierced, you're like, Annalie.
Yeah, because it always hurts you. You can't sleep on like one side of your head. You had to buy this pillow that has two holes in it.
I saw that from Molly the mom online. She had it. She posted about it. And I was like, Molly, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so now you're sleeping with this pillow that has a big hole in it for your ear. It just seems like it's a lot of work.
It's a foam pillow with a cutout. Look, here's the thing. I'm a very basic girl. I am just like other girls. There's like this saying online where you're like, I'm not like other girls. I'm exactly like all other girls. I have my brewmate. I'm wearing a crew neck with leggings, like with the scrunch socks. I'm very, you know, I don't do anything crazy with fashion. Like I'm very walk the normal line. So to have three holes in my ear was kind of like this crazy thing that I could do, you know?
Yeah.
And it could be like the cool thing about me. And I went on that trip to Scottsdale with all the TikTok moms. And Chloe has three piercings in her ear. And she just looks so cool and fashionable all the time. And like effortlessly cool. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. So I got a third piercing and it was fine. It hurt, but eventually they healed. And I thought I had made it until the girls like bonked me on both sides. And then both ears were bleeding again. It was just terrible. So,
I thought you had earrings in yesterday.
I did. I'm not letting go of it. They're fine right now.
Oh, they feel okay?
Yeah, I think they're healing. So I'm just making sure. I don't think the hole's going to close. So I'm just like keeping them really clean, keeping them dry. But I want I'm not giving up. I've come this far and this much pain for my third piercing. So anyway, I was laying in bed. It was 11 o'clock at night. I was finishing editing one of the podcasts.
Okay.
Ethan was snoring next to me and my ear was just bugging me. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to take it out. Like I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
Enough's enough. I'm going to take them out. If they close, they close. But it was one of those flat back earrings.
You couldn't get the back off?
I could not figure it out. And I'm just dumb. Like I've never used those earrings before. And you Google and some say twist counterclockwise.
Oh,
some
yeah.
say you pull and twist as you pull. Like So my ears already hurt. I have these janky long nails. So I'm trying to do it and like twist it and get it done. And I'm trying to pull it and twist it. And all of a sudden my back hand slips and I yank the whole thing through the front of my ear.
Ow, did it hurt?
Oh. Blood splurted all over this shirt, actually, I think, or my overstimulated shirt. And I just stood there in disbelief. And at first I was like, oh my God, I got it.
Here, you grab this.
Yeah. And then I looked down at the earring and it was still intact. And I was like, oh.
I'm sorry.
I just blew it through my ear. And then I had to go get the other one out.
Why don't you just buy like easy ones to take in and out?
Now I'm wearing the easy ones where I know how to get in and out.
Okay.
And these gold ones, they stay in. Like, I'll sleep in these. They don't hurt at all. They're perfect.
Why don't you just put a third gold one in?
I will once these calm down.
Ah.
A little bit. And they're not too angry.
I see.
Anyways, that was my horror story from last week.
Yeah. Just put it on the list of shit that can go wrong. We actually haven't talked about it too much recently. I know it's going really well. I'm really proud of you.
Along the waves?
Along the waves, yes. Mm-hmm. You did an initial spring launch, which went really well. Sold out of a lot of stuff, a lot of demand. Still waiting for mine to show up, but I guess.
Did you want the pink full zip?
No, that is a cool one. And I know you reordered, right? So I do. I'm just proving that I do listen.
No, you do. You're my sounding board, because even though I know you fully support me, these investments for these launches are stupidly bigger than I thought they were going to be. I mean, yeah. I was just really naive, and I thought that I could order for my first launch a few hundred sweatshirts and maybe pay. I don't know why. I was like, it'll be a couple grand, you know?
No, 20 grand.
Yeah, those numbers don't even make sense, you know? Like, I just wasn't thinking. It's so much more expensive just because I'm a small business. I'm doing it locally. It's not like I'm manufacturing them in China or printing them, you know, somewhere where you can get it for a few bucks a sweatshirt. And I don't have the capital or the demand to order 200,000 units like people do, like, yeah, for, you know, Target and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, well, it's crazy. Like, you know, you think about it, like, in the most basic terms, a sweatshirt cost me X dollars.
Yeah.
I can sell it for Y. And then you're like, oh, that's my profit. And you're like, wow, that's pretty good. But then you start like thinking about the little extra tags and the different embroideries and then shipping and all these different things. And you're like, oh, these margins are a lot slimmer than you realized.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it's been successful, right?
No, it's been great. I mean, you're right. Like, you finally get costs based on how many you're ordering, and you're like, okay, that's a, you know, I can, that's a good profit that I can then take and put back into the business. But then you add, like Ethan said, the labels, the tags, the bagging. I split shipping with the customers, because if I were to pay for them, I would make zero profit.
Yeah.
And so I split shipping with everyone who purchases. I have to buy bags and labels. And only recently have I moved to a fulfillment center. So now I'm paying them. I still do all the emails, but now I'm paying them to do like the inventory and the shipping. So my profit margins are crazy small compared to what people probably think they are, because they're not cheap. I mean, I understand that I'm, you know, $65 for a sweatshirt is a lot of money, but I'm not making a lot of money, a lot of money on these. And every time, all the money I make from a launch, I put it right back in.
Yeah.
So everything I got from spring, I turned it around plus some and put into summer. And I think summer might be our biggest order yet. I'm really excited.
Oh, good, good. Yeah.
Have I showed you everything for summer?
No, you haven't. You showed me some of the designs and you've gotten pretty creative, like just different colors and summer vibes and summer colors. And yeah.
I think you can wear the tank top.
Ooh,
so spoiler alert, I haven't even posted about this online, but we have all new sweatshirts coming, because a lot of behind the scenes, like manufacturer supply issues, we have to move away from our current sweatshirts, which just makes sense logistically long term to switch. So we're going with not that.
I like.
But the green and the blue one that you wear all the time.
Yeah.
Those are my samples. Those are my samples.
Okay.
For the new ones we're doing. How much do you love those?
The light blue?
Yes.
Yeah. I think they're really soft, nice, like crew necks, you know?
Ethan has been my little guinea pig for all the sweatshirts. Cause
I have like 30 sweatshirts now that in addition to all my clothes I had before, I don't even know what to do with them all, but they're,
I know.
They're nice.
I have
they're
to
comfy,
try them.
They're easy.
And I have to get them in multiple sizes to make sure that like the large to the XL makes sense. You know?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And, but I'm pumped about these ones because I ordered a different brand. This is, I don't know if anyone cares about this. I could talk about Along the Waves forever. I ordered a different brand before I did this big summer restock that's coming. put thousands of dollars into it because I thought it was going to be a really good new staple piece for the new, because I knew we had to get new crew necks. And I got it. I was like, this is soft. It's a perfect basic crew neck. This is what I want. I ordered them thousands of dollars. And then I washed my sweatshirt once. It was fine. But then I washed it like three more times. And it just, have you felt that thing?
No.
It's like cardboard. The sweatshirts that I thought I was going to do.
Oh, yeah. It was just very
oh, it's terrible.
Hard material.
Yeah, and I got that one because I was like, great, this is a little on like the less expensive side. I can pass those savings along to moms and I can list it as a lower price. Like I was going to do this whole thing. But then I was like, I cannot sell these. Like this is terrible. So the ones that I went with were like twice as expensive for me. I'm obviously not going to pass that along to everyone, but they're way softer. Way comfier. They're fluffy without being bulky. They're already slightly oversized. At least three of them are.
Yeah, I like them.
So we're doing three new colors.
Okay.
Like a black evergreen and then that pink one.
Oh, yeah.
A surprise one with surprise colors on it.
Cool.
And then we have a new crew that I haven't shared yet. Like a whole new design, a whole new kind of theory behind it.
Okay.
The one that's on the blue one.
Oh, the one that you showed me. Yeah.
And then we're going to do restocking a bunch from the spring line, like the graphic tees and the full zip. And then we have a tank top and a new crop, like a big boxy crop tee.
I'm excited for the tank top for the summer.
You're going to look great. Your guns are going to look great.
Sun's out, guns out. I'm going to start getting back in the gym.
Oh, my God. I actually wanted to go to the gym today, but we're doing this instead.
Yeah, it's kind of eats up the free time, but that's okay.
I know. Maybe I'll go today. Was there anything else that we wanted to, let's see.
No, I'm excited about your launch. You know, you've turned, you know, your brand for your sweatshirts from nothing literally into a successful brand in what, 6 months, 8 months? Like,
no, I think I launched in November.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. I mean, and I saw all the upfront work you put into it with just trying to figure out, like, what are you going to call it? And what's your, like, logo going to look like? And, you know, you came up with that. And, yeah, it's just been cool. I mean, obviously, there's not, like, a ton of profits in it. But maybe someday it becomes more profitable as you expand. And, you know, for your sake, for all the time and effort you put into it, it'd be nice for you to be able to, like,
right.
Pocket a little.
Pay myself for it.
Yeah, pay yourself. I know. Well, the goal is like to be able to reinvesting it, you know.
But. Yeah, the goal is to be able to pay yourself eventually whenever you launch a business, right?
Yeah.
But
that's important.
Like the way, seeing all the pictures of moms wearing them who tag me or who send me photos of them. Like one mom sent me a photo of her wearing the crew neck, like juggling a kid in three backpacks.
Oh, nice.
And her husband snapped it from behind and she was like, if this is not... You know, like when you're juggling everything or sleeping next to the crib, like it's just so cool. And maybe we can write like a children's book.
You got big dreams. I like it. And maybe someday you'll actually run into someone wearing your sweatshirt.
Oh my God.
I know you're like dying. Like, I just keep thinking like, not in a mean way, but I'm like, keep thinking, I'm going to see someone. I'm going to have to like go up to them. Like, I have to take a picture with you. And they're going to be like, who is this creep? Like, no, it's for my wife. I promise. And be like, yeah, sure it is, buddy.
It's for my wife's internet page. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, yeah. So
no, you have to. Someone actually texted me a photo of someone in the wild. They're like spotted in the wild.
Oh, that's so funny.
I think it was at the Denver Zoo. I know. And I'm like, oh my God, if I could just see someone, I think my brain would confess.
You're going to have to play it cool.
No.
So you're going to be like, who is this lady?
They'll be like, actually take your sweatshirt back.
Yeah, I don't want it anymore. You're scaring me.
They're like, you know what? You can just have it. I don't want to be associated with this anymore.
No, that would be cool when you see someone wearing it. I think that'll really make you feel good about all the time and work and effort you put into it.
I'm so excited.
I mean, you basically you had a few friends that you reached out to that kind of gave you some pointers, but I mean, you just figured it out on your own and it took you a lot of time.
I have made some very big mistakes.
That's true.
My sweatshirt mistake, that was thousands of dollars that I got refunded.
Yeah, but you had a restocking fee. So yeah, I mean.
Yeah, and I've made inventory issues. We've had shipping issues. Like it's been a lot. But Julia and Megan with Shop Good Morning Baby Good Morning Baby, the store who has like the cutest kids clothes. They were so nice and Like Julia answered all my questions. Like got on the phone with me, and we never even met or talked before. We only DM'd, and she spent an hour on the phone with me of me being like, "How do I add shipping and Shopify?" You know?
Yeah.
How do I do shipping? How do I calculate shipping?
Yeah, that's true.
She was really nice. That's crazy. That first launch feels like forever ago.
I know. Well, you spent, I'd say, it seemed like 3 weeks you were just grinding on the couch on your computer, like researching like all day, trying to figure out how to do it and putting the plan in place, which if you think about it, that's a lot of effort.
I know. And then my dad came over to help me ship everything.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We were shipping it first.
It took us 8 hours to get through. Not even that many orders.
Like 1,000? Oh, like 500?
No.
Oh.
I think our first launch was, 300. That's
okay,
right.
Okay.
300 pieces was my very first launch. And it went pretty quickly, which is great. But it took my dad and I so long to get through them because no one cares about this. But in Shopify, we were going into each order and like opening it, clicking ship, clicking print. When instead you can like just bulk print.
Oh, bulk print. Yeah.
Yeah. And like you can go and just bulk print a bunch of them. It was really cute though. I'd be like, okay, large midnight. He'd grab me a large midnight. I'd bag it. We had a system. It was just not, you just learn, you know? But he was a good trooper.
I'm glad you've outsourced that because that was just a disaster having all those packages come and go. I mean, it just added to the chaos of our lives of just having like hundreds and hundreds of sweatshirts like laying around. And
I remember when the first boxes showed up. I know you have to get going. The first boxes showed up. And I was like, for whatever reason, I assumed maybe one box. And it was like 8 giant boxes.
Yeah.
And the FedEx guy or UPS guy was like, these are 60-pound boxes. Like, where do you want me to put them? I was like, oh.
In Ethan's garage. That already has 12
strollers,
16 bikes. I think we talked about that on the previous one that you're not going to air. But right. Yeah, we got
that our,
so
our
much
cars,
stuff.
Our cars don't fit in the garage.
Well, it's a small garage already and weird shaped. It's not square, you know. Like, why wouldn't you make a square garage? But like it narrows as it goes to the back. And yeah, so I was like, oh, sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoops. Yeah.
Well, if you're figuring it out, it's working.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know you have to get back to work. I think next week, I think it'd be fun to talk about like cleaning a little bit and just kind of dive into the mind of Ethan.
Cleaning.
Oh, suddenly he has 30 more minutes.
I'm available. Do you want me to go get my my tools?
Do a vacuum review.
Yeah.
Oh, we've been very lucky to be sent some cleaning products by companies.
Yeah. Like the wet mop is
there's
just
this one from
amazing.
Hoover that Ethan cannot, he's such a hard on over. And it's like a
Hoover like wet mop. So yeah, it like vacuums and mops.
Every night.
Not every night.
Every other
night. You just got a little area you got to hit real quick. You know, the kids are playing good. Mom's making dinner. You just kind of throw a little water in it. You know, it's just a quick 15-minute activity. Clean the mudroom. Bam.
It does work. It does work really well. And yeah, so maybe we talk about cleaning and like how we split up responsibilities, like load on parents maybe with a household, like maintaining a house. I think it'd be interesting just to hear into your perspective because you are so passionate about cleaning and I don't have to ask you to do anything. Well, most stuff. So just to talk about that and maybe we could talk about this. I'm saying these things so you can think about it this week.
Okay. And you're going to remind me next week.
I will. Things that you could tell people that maybe they could talk about with their husbands, you know, for how to get more excited about cleaning. One, grow up traumatized.
It's got to be in your DNA.
I know. We'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
And then hold on.
Keep going.
And then I don't want to do a Q&A every time because I think that's boring and kind of like a cheap and easy way out. I don't want to do an advice segment because like who the fuck are we?
Yeah.
To give advice.
Yeah. Some lazy, like, can you please give me advice on how I can get my husband to clean? I'm like, oh, that's going to go over real well.
Ethan's like, Oh, I won't even say what you're going to say. Bad things. But I think it'd be really funny to do a parenting FML segment.
Oh, yeah. You're mentioning that. Okay.
Yeah. Like parents write in like their fails or their funny things that happened to them. And it's like that old 2005 website FML.
Oh, we talked about that. Yeah.
Where people would be like, is this just killing you because you have to go? People would be like it's like a Twitter and they write in and it's like a thread and someone would write in like, I was trying to fall asleep in my apartment last night, but I couldn't stop hearing the people next to me having sex and it was so loud and annoying. So I decided to call my girlfriend to vent And then I heard the phone ring next door. FML.
Where'd you come up with that example from?
I was on the website this morning.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
So her girlfriend was next door?
Yeah, his girlfriend. Yeah, like funny stuff like that.
But it's not true. Like people are making the stuff up, right?
I don't know. I mean, were you not on like the FML e-bombs world?
No.
You remember Shifty 5?
I've never even heard that before.
Oh, or I'm Littard.
No.
We are two completely different generations. Means nothing.
But let's wrap this baby up.
Okay, that's all. An hour.
Yeah. Thank you. I love you, baby.
I love you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Please like, follow, subscribe, leave a rating. The ratings, I think, are so, so helpful for podcasts. Get out of here. Don't cut my camera cord. Thank you. It means a lot to me. Anyways, leave a rating. Like, subscribe. Did I already say all those things? You can find me on Instagram at AnnaLee15 or on TikTok, AnnaLeeGrace15. And if you do want to check out any of the Along the Waves stuff, it is alongthewaves.com. I think the Instagram is Along the Waves Co. And we should be having new stuff coming next week. Maybe like Tuesday launch day. That's what I'm hoping for. We haven't finalized it 100%. And I think that's it. Ethan doesn't have social media. He's an old man. So don't worry about him. Okay. Thanks. Bye.